You know that's the sound of another sale on your online Shopify store. But did you know Shopify powers selling in person, too? That's right. Shopify is the sound of selling everywhere. Online, in-store, on social media, and beyond. Track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. Connect with customers in-line and online. Do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/truecrime.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hollywood Scandals is part of the Dark Hollywood Collection in the Reels Files on Podcast One, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. Be sure to subscribe for new episodes each Thursday. Then go to Reels.com, check the top of the screen, and enter your zip code to find out how you can watch more chilling cases like this when you watch TV. That's Reels.com for the dark crime series and specials you'll find only on Reels Channel.
When there's a sex scandal with a celebrity, it will dominate the news all week.
This sex tape, which is making the rounds.
Pamela Anderson, Paris Hilton, Kim Kardashian. Each one has faced the same scandal. A sex tape.
A tape was stolen from Tommy Lee and myself. IEG is now selling that tape worldwide illegally.
For some, it threatens to destroy careers.
It was the most embarrassing, humiliating thing that's ever happened to me in my life.
But where some see exploitation...
When you watched it, you felt like you shouldn't be watching this.
I was just young, that's all it was.
Others see opportunity.
Sort of a stepping stone to even greater success.
I was just in it for the money.
I love you. The real scandal behind the sex tape phenomenon might just be how far people are willing to go to cash in.
There's no adult company in the world that's going to release this because it's too obscene.
...1995. Actress Pamela Anderson is on her honeymoon with rocker husband Tommy Lee.
What's up, lover? Here comes a boat. We're sitting here naked.
This tape is supposed to be private.
I love you so much.
Instead, it's going to start a public obsession with celebrity sex. When it comes to stars and their sex lives, no story has ever been out of bounds. Hollywood thrives on a good scandal.
Stephen Hirsch, co-founder, Vivid Entertainment.
Everybody has sex. And when people see a celebrity, they're intensely interested in what they're like when they have sex because they can compare themselves to that person on screen.
Sam Rubin, entertainment journalist.
To see a celebrity sex tape is pretty intimate, obviously. And the best scandals involve people that we already know.
It's everything that America cares about. It's celebrity, their lives are better than mine, I want to know all about it. And it's sex, and we're repressed, so anything about sex is exciting.
But the fascination with seeing forbidden celebrity fruit didn't start with a Hollywood starlet. It started with a first lady.
Kevin Blatt, sex tape broker.
There was Jackie Onassis, which if you really want to go back to the Larry Flint day and age, you know, Larry was probably the first person who exposed us to what we know as the modern day sex tape or sex photos, and that he had Jackie Onassis in the 60s. Nude. That's a big deal.
Larry Flint, founder, Flint Publications.
It wasn't necessarily the quality. They were taken with a telescopic lens, you know. It was just the mere fact that it was her. There was no question about that. And she was sunbathing in the nude.
Hustler magazine published the nude photos in 1975. The scandal was immediate. Backlash raged over the invasion of the former First Lady's privacy. But the public's appetite was ravenous.
It was amazing we sold out the issue in less than 3 days. I went back to press 3 different times. The public was just insatiable for that photo feature.
Dr. Karen Stewart, psychologist and sex therapist.
So when somebody who appears to be an innocent type starlet or somebody that you wouldn't normally think about in a sexual way has dirty pictures of her, then the whole ball game changes because now you want to see, what does that person look like naked?
Jackie and her husband shrugged off the controversy, and her image survived the nude photos. The scandal faded. Future celebrities wouldn't be so lucky.
Dr. S. Mark Young, author, The Mirror Effect.
Among many was the Jane Kennedy sex tape, it turned up. This happened in the mid-80s. Jane Kennedy was a sportscaster, considered to be the Halle Berry of her generation.
Mark Ebner, author, 6 Degrees of Paris Hilton.
She was the first woman that the football players loved so much they'd allow her into the locker room. And I should also note she was the first woman of color to be doing this kind of sports casting at the time.
Jane had a squeaky clean image, numerous endorsement deals, and was nationally beloved. But after her marriage to former blaxploitation actor Leon Isaac Kennedy went sour, a sex tape they'd made together leaked out. It became the first modern celebrity sex tape scandal.
As a young guy who watched CBS Sports growing up every Sunday watching football, made me wonder, wow, Jane Kennedy, she's really got a sex tape? I would love to see that. She's a beautiful, beautiful girl.
The executive boardroom at the network, you know, they saw it and they were like, you know, if this gets out any further, we're done. So you're done. Goodbye. Contract canceled. And her career was over.
By the late 1980s, another celebrity would find himself haunted by a sex tape. Rising star Rob Lowe was invited to the Democratic National Convention in Atlanta. The night before, he has sex with 2 girls he meets at a bar. They record the whole thing. But Lowe will soon wish they hadn't.
Rob Lowe didn't know that at least one of the girls that he was cavorting with that day or that night when the camera was rolling was indeed underage.
A difficult time, a time that I wouldn't want to go through again.
That certainly was damaging to him because he had this kind of golden boy image.
I made mistakes. I put myself in a position to have this all come down.
It would take Rob Lowe nearly a decade to rebuild his career, but some think he got off lucky.
Today, the average person on the street has sex with a 16-year-old, you're locked up for 25 to 30 years.
Rob Lowe had the advantage of being a guy. There's a degree of sexism. It's a lot easier to slut shame a woman than it is a guy.
Guy or girl, by the 90s, a sex tape was career poison for any celebrity caught with one. The biggest scandal was yet to come.
Pamela Anderson was famous as a model, and the show Baywatch literally played in dozens and dozens of countries around the world.
You couldn't get bigger than Pam Anderson in 95. Tommy Lee also was in one of the biggest rock bands in the world, Motley Crue.
In 1995, Pamela Anderson and Tommy Lee marry at Tommy's mansion in Malibu.
You will kiss your wife. Yes.
They make home movies of their wedding.
Yeah!
Are you hiding from me?
No.
And also of their honeymoon on a private boat in Lake Mead, Nevada. The tape isn't meant for anyone but them. But prying eyes know how to find the goods. 2 years later, Anderson and Lee discover their sexually explicit home movies are streaming on the internet for the world to see.
When Pam and Tommy Lee had their sex tape come out, it was the biggest news story for the longest period of time.
So horny.
The tape was stolen from a vault in their Malibu estate by a construction worker, and it was then sold to various porn people in the valley.
There was this expectation. Oh my gosh, this is a career killer. She's going to be run out of town. She's a porn star.
Pam and Tommy's sex-charged honeymoon romp is put on the web by a company called IEG. without their permission.
At that point, there was no safeguards in place for leaking some video online. Nobody knew. It was the Wild Wild West as far as the adult internet was concerned.
I love you.
The Pam and Tommy tape was really a sort of a seminal moment when it comes to celebrity sex tapes. Everybody who was getting computers was going online. The first thing they were doing is they were typing in porn, and Pam and Tommy would come up.
That really was a bombshell, because what you had is, hey, we have this perception as to what Pamela Anderson is like, what her behavior is like. Gosh, now we have proof. We have evidence that it's what we think it's like. It's even beyond what we think it's like.
When you watched it, you felt like you shouldn't be watching this. This is somebody's private movie that somehow, some way made it onto my desktop. And it made you feel a little dirty, but you just couldn't stop it. You just had to keep watching and keep watching.
Worried about the impact this might have on their careers, Pam and Tommy bring out the lawyers.
A tape was stolen from Tommy Lee and myself. IAG is now selling that tape worldwide illegally without my or Tommy's consent. Further, we have not received one penny or signed an agreement permitting them to merchandise this tape.
But despite their legal threats, the couple discover they're too late. The internet has staked its claim to their sex video, and it isn't giving it up.
Once a sex tape is out there forever.
You can't unring a bell. Once somebody uploads to YouTube, even if it's taken down 5 seconds later, there's always a footprint of it somewhere.
What's even worse, the scandal is raking in the cash for the distributors.
The success of it was phenomenal. In a sense, it did go viral. Everybody wanted it. Everybody bought it.
Pornography is one thing. Celebrity is another thing. When you combine these two, it really causes an upheaval of people wanting to see what's going on. The voyeuristic quality of Americans especially, we want to see what's behind closed doors.
Pam and Tommy are fighting a losing battle, and they know it. Making lemonade out of one sour lemon, the couple opt for a financial settlement, the terms of which will remain confidential. Their ordeal seems to be over until 1998. That's when Pam and Tommy Lee, Hardcore and Uncensored, makes its debut on DVD. The sales are enormous.
The trajectory of the sales on that tape really was straight up. It was an amazing thing to be part of.
It was a multi-million dollar deal for everybody involved in it.
Surprisingly, there's little scandal with the new release. For the first time in Hollywood history, a sex tape isn't ruining the careers of the stars involved.
So there really wasn't a lot of celebrity sex tapes prior to Pam Anderson and Tommy Lee. Unless you had some bootleg black market tape, you weren't going to see any of these sex tapes. Inadvertently, Pam and Tommy Lee definitely launched the celebrity sex tape market.
Pam and Tommy's sex tape isn't just some scandalous clip being passed around anymore. It's a movie that you can own.
Here was a situation where Pam Anderson, already having been on the cover and inside of Playboy several times, was considered by many men to be, you know, one of the most desirable women in the world. And I think that sex tape is what really changed the mindset of the American public.
And it was at that point I was even a little bit taken back by that and how interested people were in these sorts of movies. So we went out and tried to find other ones. It was the next one that really got a lot of attention.
...2001, 19-year-old Paris Hilton is getting ready for a night out. Her boyfriend, Rick Solomon, has other ideas.
You're right.
Like that?
Few people know who Paris Hilton is. They're about to find out.
Hi, Paris.
Get out of the way.
Before the tape, Paris Hilton is a socialite who is known for her last name, which represents a very large fortune. I think she is known in Southern California and maybe in certain gossip magazines
There is a common misconception, because she carries the name Hilton, that she's a wealthy heiress. I would beg to differ. Her father is a realtor, specializes in high-end properties, but no, she's not an heir to a multi-billion-dollar fortune.
You say Paris, they named the hotel after her, right? Paris Hilton?
The stunning truth? Paris's grandfather, Baron Hilton, who controls the family's $2.3 billion empire, has pledged almost 100% of it to charity when he dies. That makes Paris a young girl in need of a direction. And her boyfriend, Rick Solomon, is more than willing to give it to her.
Rick Solomon is your classic Hollywood hanger-on. His father was an executive at Warner Brothers. He had some money. He was, you know, well-bred in Hollywood.
She's with a guy who's a art dealer, a poker player, and a general just bad boy.
Paris trusts her boyfriend enough to make a sex tape with him one night. But Solomon isn't someone Paris should be trusting.
Everyone in his circles knew about the sex tape. He had his own set of advisors in his ear saying, hey, you know what? You can make money off this.
Solomon passes his night with Paris around, hitting every major porn producer in Hollywood.
I met with Rick Solomon first to discuss the tape. But there was only about 3 minutes sex and about an hour of things that you couldn't even recognize. And I told him, you know, that it had to be reshot before you could market it.
We were approached. We ultimately turned down that tape. But we took a look at it and we just weren't sure that that was something that people would be interested in seeing. We were obviously wrong about that.
But sex tapes are a dirty business. And one of Solomon's friends goes behind his back. He takes selling the tape into his own hands.
When I was first approached about the Paris Hilton sex tape, it was through Rick Solomon's roommate. And he had lifted it from a secret hiding spot and made a copy of it and approached our company with it, saying that he had the full releases and the consent of his roommate. And, you know, for $50,000 up front and a third of the back end profits, he would be in.
Rumors begin to heat up in late 2003. There's a video online where you can see Paris Hilton having sex.
It was a murky night vision camera clip of Rick Solomon and Paris Hilton having sex of the oral variety.
The online clip got spread around like wildfire all over the internet, and everybody saw it.
I used to host a radio show here in Los Angeles. And we did the show that day the tape came out, and the phones rang off the hook.
The press is in heaven, and the low-quality, grainy look to the tape only seems to add to its appeal.
Production value is irrelevant when a celebrity sex tape comes out. It is on somebody's camera phone, or it's, you know, in somebody's basement.
You look at the night vision, and you go, whoa, I'm not supposed to say this. Somebody filmed this in the dark. She doesn't even know she's being videotaped, does she?
Paris isn't just caught with her pants down on tape. She's blindsided by the clip's release.
We were in Australia when I heard the news that someone had been sent a clip, one of the entertainment shows. And I didn't believe it at first. And then when I landed back in L.A. is when I saw what happened. And it was the most embarrassing, humiliating thing that's ever happened to me in my life.
Hilton claims she was intoxicated during the tape. Out of it, a victim. She takes swift legal action to shut the scandal down.
I had process servers camping out on the hills behind my home in Carlsbad, California. My neighbors had no idea what I did for a living, but it changed my life. Well, next thing I know, I'm being sued for $20 million.
Paris also sues Solomon for violation of privacy. Solomon countersues the Hiltons for slander. And Hollywood relishes every second. Meanwhile, Paris's reality show, The Simple Life, is just weeks away from premiering.
I believe that any lawsuits, any insults that were flying, was to create enough noise to perpetuate this scandal enough so it timed perfectly with her upcoming show. No question about it.
A new scandal begins brewing, especially once the lawsuits never make it to court. And Paris reaches a confidential settlement over the tape.
Most people were of the belief that she was behind it, or some Fox executives had to have dreamed up this ruse to propel Simple Life to the top of the ratings.
we live in a society that really values fame. The people who have all the power are not even necessarily the richest. It's the most famous. And many, many people would do anything to be famous.
But would Paris? The scandal would only intensify 1 year later when an extended version of the sex tape entitled One Night in Paris hits DVD. Some noticed that the release of One Night in Paris coincides with the premiere of the new season of Hilton's reality show. People's suspicions are aroused.
Paris Hilton takes her notoriety, caused in large part by the sex tape, and she cashes in. She is able to parlay that infamy into actual fame.
There would be no Paris Hilton as we know her today without that sex tape. And to suggest that she didn't sign off on its release is impossibly difficult to swallow. Pardon the pun.
Signing off on the release of the video is the least of the accusations leveled at Hilton. The extended version has lots more action. Where all this bonus footage came from might be the most scandalous element of all.
I heard secretly and at whatever point Paris Hilton shot additional footage to be released on the DVD.
Rick Solomon did not just happen to have all the footage to put together the full-on DVD of One Night in Paris. They literally reshot as much as they could.
If you look at both tapes, you'll see some differentiation as far as body types and hairstyles that would probably lead one to believe that it was filmed later on.
To this day, Paris remains adamant that she never consented to releasing the sex tape.
Paris Hilton was definitely a victim in the beginning. When did she become a willing participant? When she started cashing the checks.
Some media reports say that Hilton received $400,000 up front and a healthy percentage of the sex tape sales, which some estimate to be worth millions. But while those details would never be confirmed, one thing was clear. Paris Hilton had successfully turned her scandal into a Hollywood career.
In the era of Paris Hilton, she sort of created this new way of getting famous, which is you don't actually have to do anything. You just have to get attention.
You guys are all very hot.
Sex tape arises. Boom. She is a juggernaut for several years. She had clothing lines, perfume lines, reality shows. She became a huge, popular household name because of her sex tape.
You have to give Paris some credit for creating herself and making it on her own. She worked hard for it, in front of and behind the camera.
Every single girl in the world now is praying to the god of Paris Hilton. They're going to be the next big star because they're going to use their vagina. And they're going to say, why can't I do that?
If you like what you're hearing, check out The Dark Side of Hollywood on Reel's channel. You'll find real stories of celebrity icons on Autopsy, like Anthony Bourdain and Aretha Franklin, whose lives were cut short, plus others whose lives were changed forever by fame. Reel's is also your go-to for real crime and chilling views into the minds of serial killers. Find Reel's on your TV at Reel's.com. That's R-E-E-L-Z.com. Then, check the top of the screen and enter your zip code to find Reels in your area.
2003. 23-year-old Kim Kardashian is showing off for the camera.
They're real.
She's not a household name, but scandal is going to change all that. Paris Hilton had built on Pamela Anderson's sex tape success.
Let's go, come on.
Turning a scandal into worldwide fame.
The Paris Hilton sex tape opened up the doors for celebrity sex tapes to be an actual genre. It would give somebody a career that they wouldn't have had otherwise.
Hi, girls.
And now, Paris. Fellow socialite Kim Kardashian was about to hit the market.
Is there anything you want to tell your fans, Kim?
Kim's tape starts out innocently enough. She's traveling with her celebrity boyfriend. Their home movie documents their plane ride. Their arrival in Cabo San Lucas, Mexico.
Check out the room. It's crazy.
Kim, frolicking on the beach in a bikini. And then, the clothes come off.
Amy.
4 years later, their tape gets leaked online. The public eagerly devours yet another sex tape scandal, even though it looks like Kim can barely handle it.
Something that I've really put past me and just try really not to think about. That's not something I want to be associated with.
But does Kim protest too much? The tape's release is more scandalous than many realize.
Kim Kardashian's sex tape originally crossed my lap through Ray J, of all people.
Saw how nice and innocent she is.
I'm gonna get back at you in a minute.
Went to the Cheesecake Factory in Woodland Hills. It's not the destination most people go to discuss celebrity sex tapes. He showed up, and I said, what's up? He's like, look, man, Kim was about to release this last night. She was with Paris. They were at home getting drunk. She wants to be just as famous as Paris Hilton. She's about to release it for free. And I convinced her no. And I said, well, thank God. There's a lot of money to be made here.
Amy.
At that point, I went to Steve Hirsch, told him about this tape.
We were obviously interested because, first of all, she was Paris Hilton's best friend. Second of all, she had the name Kardashian. Her father was a famous attorney. Her stepfather was Bruce Jenner. She was a beautiful girl. She was in it with Ray J, whose sister was Brandy, who's a big star, and he was also on television and made music as well.
Ray J and Kim Shaw, you know.
It had every element of a smash success.
But this tape had something that others didn't. A rumored scene that was downright filthy.
All right, we're going to get at y'all in the jacuzzi. Well, I'm going to show y'all some more scenes in a minute.
Originally, the tape that he showed me was very interesting because it involved Kim Kardashian in a bathtub being urinated on.
Yeah.
Which I told him at that point, there's no adult company in the world that's going to release this because it's too obscene.
I would not say that I'm surprised by anything that Kim Kardashian does.
Oh, I know you've seen that. You gotta love it.
The public is titillated at the idea of the nasty scene, and the scandal heats up. Kardashian quickly goes into damage control mode, suing Vivid.
We felt that legally we had the right to put it out. Then we fought back and forth with Kim because she did not want that out.
But for some, Kim's smokescreen doesn't hold up.
Don't tell me that you believe the same that everybody else is believing. Let's keep in mind that I invented a lot of these cock and bull stories. Kim might have been fighting Vivid and fighting Vivid and fighting Vivid, but she was only fighting with herself to get more press.
There definitely seems to be an established game plan to releasing a sex tape, which first involves some sort of fake shock and disgust that somebody has discovered your sex tape, then threats of filing lawsuits, and then suddenly coming to the realization that this could be an opportunity to make some money, and then finally signing some sort of deal to allow it to be released.
The script plays out the same way with Kim. In a not-so-shocking turn of events, Kardashian drops her lawsuit and settles with Vivid for close to $5 million. And that shocking scene, after the deal, it never sees the light of day.
Come on.
But that's not the only sign of a trumped-up sex tape hoax. When the full tape is released, the whole thing has a pre-produced feel.
At some point, just in the middle of the action, all of a sudden it cut to a different angle, which would suggest to me that somebody else was in the room with a camera.
You getting that, director?
Even Ray J's narration is telling.
Kim Kardashian putting on her makeup, y'all, for the big scene.
In another convenient coincidence, Keeping Up with the Kardashians debuts 8 months after the sex tape scandal. And Kim Kardashian is already a household name. The show's instant hit status is surprising to no one.
Kim used Paris as a template on how to become famous. In some regards, she did it better.
That was lovely. Thank you very much, Harold.
Kim Kardashian has surpassed the fame of Paris Hilton, but that's because Kim Kardashian is part of a larger mechanism and machine. The fact that she's part of this reality show that involves essentially her entire family her relationships, her current relationship, the baby. She's in an environment that is conducive to creating a bigger star than the environment Paris Hilton was in.
Yet, even today, Kardashian still toes the line. Maintaining her scandalous tape was never meant to grace computers and televisions across the country.
I was just young, that's all it was. So you live and you learn and you move on.
When I do see her in interviews on television playing the victim role, it makes me sick to my stomach. I mean, look, own it.
I think the Kardashians are incredibly successful, but they are profiteers. They are carpetbaggers. They are picking your pocket right now.
Let me see what my butt looks like.
That's a banging view, look.
The Kim Kardashian sex tape scandal ushers in a new era in Hollywood.
The celebrity sex tape has not only become acceptable, it's actually become an excellent career move.
These aren't porn movies. These are sex tapes, and those two things are very different. The intense media that surrounds the release of one of these tapes, sort of a stepping stone to even greater success.
A trend was developing. Scandal, specifically a sex tape scandal, could actually be a leg up in fame-hungry Hollywood.
I like that.
And after Kim Kardashian, the floodgates opened.
There was an advertisement in Variety, in a legitimate Hollywood trade paper, which essentially said, attention celebrities, leak your sex tape and advance your career.
In 2003, 18-year-old Kendra Wilkinson's boyfriend is pestering her to make a sex tape.
Please don't zoom in, please.
Kendra, I'm barely zooming in. Let's go.
Can you not?
You like it. Trust me. Watch. Go.
The video isn't any more scandalous than other sex tapes. But what happens after is... After Paris Hilton and Kim Kardashian's smashing success, the sex tape market is hotter than it's ever been.
There's no doubt that after the Kim Kardashian sex tape hit, at that point, it sort of became game on.
So it used to be that if you made a sex tape, first of all, I don't think they were that common, but if you made one, you would be humiliated. You would be horrified if it came out. So the goal became... have everybody find out about this most private thing that you should probably be hiding.
Enter Kendra Wilkinson. The bubbly blonde gains notoriety in 2004 as Hugh Hefner's girlfriend. And is a star in the hit reality show, The Girls Next Door. She even gets her own spinoff. But in 2010, a clip from Kendra's teenage sex tape surfaces on the internet. She's not happy.
I thought it was odd, considering that Kendra Wilkinson was a Playboy playmate, that she should be so upset about her nakedness being released to the public. That didn't make a whole lot of sense to me.
Kendra! I have my mother, who's 70 years old in Cleveland, calling me up. Oh, it's a shame what's going on with that Kendra Wilkinson. Do you believe this? The girl next door, she's got a sex tape. I feel very bad for her and her child.
Stories in the press portray Kendra as a victim. She threatens to sue Vivid Entertainment, who's planning to release the tape in full.
So I think what happens is that these girls or guys or couples get scared. And they're like, I don't want to do this. I don't want to do this. This is going to be out forever.
But Kendra's reaction is not all it's cracked up to be.
A year and a half before the Kendra Wilkinson sex tape was actually reported on, I was approached by her ex-manager at the Hard Rock Hotel and said, hey, I have access to Kendra Wilkinson and a sex tape. And I said, interesting. Who's it with? He said, it's an old boyfriend from San Diego, where she grew up. Now, I knew she grew up in San Diego. They told me the person's name. I said, this is interesting. Let me get back to you.
The two never reach an agreement. Then, in 2010, the tape hits the internet, with Vivid at the helm.
When I saw the story come out that Kendra Wilkinson was fighting the release and, oh, woe is me, and I don't know how something like this could happen. I remembered, oh my God, that's the girl that I was approached about a year ago. This is all This is a lie. And then I watched the vivid spin, as I call it, then come into play. They started to orchestrate this fight. You know, maybe I'll have Kendra's lawyer send me a cease and desist. If you really want to believe that there is some kind of litigation, see if there's been a lawsuit filed that says, you know, we're suing you for putting up this tape. You don't see people do that. Why? Because it's against the law to file a phony lawsuit. You could send cease and desist all day long. All day long. Every day. And you know what? The press will love it.
Kendra's scandal makes a 180 when she drops her objections against Vivid and reluctantly strikes a deal.
Congratulations, Kendra. You're looking great.
Thank you, guys.
They want the tape released. They want to get it out there, but they don't want to take responsibility for it. I think it's a calculated decision.
Anybody can be famous if they're willing to bust through all the clutter that's out there. And in order to do that, many of them are stooping low enough to where they're actually creating scandals and bringing them on themselves in order to get attention.
The press later confirms that Kendra actually made multiple sex tapes with multiple partners. She had even formed her own company, Home Run Productions, in an effort to sell and market the sex tapes herself.
There was some sort of sexual trauma as a kid. Did anything like that ever happen to you?
No, I was just in it for the money.
Mr. Hefner, if you look straight ahead for me.
People, and when you do a reality show, you don't necessarily make millions and millions of dollars. And if they see an opportunity to sort of step it up, make some money, give themselves an opportunity to be the next Kim Kardashian, some of them take the chance.
You sell the sizzle with the steak. You have a celebrity sex tape. It's the biggest story in the world for a week or two. And right now, desperation is nature's cheapest perfume.
Kendra is just one of many D-list, or even Z-list celebrities, trying to cash in on the scandalous phenomenon. Soon, a swarm of so-called sex tapes floods the market. And many look nothing like the amateur home video quality of Pam or Paris's videos.
I'm shooting my first movie for Vivid. Welcome to Hollywood.
In 2004, professional wrestler Chyna stars in a sex tape in hopes of furthering her career.
To me, there's no way you can go do something like that and not remember it for a lifetime.
The hits kept on coming. Former child star Dustin Diamond released his sex tape, Screeched, in 2006. Other celebs with new or stalled careers also boarded the sex tape train. Tom Sizemore, Tila Tequila, Montana Fishburne.
They just have no shame. We've entered the age of shamelessness.
The danger, I think, for the star who's put the tape out there is after a while, even after just a few days, when you know, hundreds of thousands or millions of people have actually seen the tape, it's old news. Then you've got nothing left to give, right? You've done everything you possibly can as far as literally exposing yourself to the world. And so I think that for many, that kind of signals almost the end of their shelf life.
The scandal-driven trend that exploded the careers of Paris and Kim was now in danger of collapsing in on itself. But the sex tape industry had one final trick left to turn.
For us, it is always a good thing if there's some controversy that surrounds the release of the movie. No question about it.
After Pam, Paris, Kim. The sex tape phenomenon has bitten Hollywood like a rabid dog.
You know, when there's a sex scandal, when there's something to do with a celebrity, it will dominate the news all week while a really important political situation may be going on where we may be going to war, and that gets one iota of the coverage.
Celebrity is a disease, not unlike alcoholism or drug addiction.
Lovely to see you, Paris!
That guy!
If a celebrity is flaming out of control, this is ratings. The media, they encourage it.
But the D-listers that have flooded the market have nearly ruined the celebrity sex tape. The tapes don't have the impact they used to, and people want the real deal.
We really put our celebrities on a pedestal, but we also love to see them fall. For one of these major, big celebrity stars, we're having a sex scandal. Everybody wants to hear about it. Everybody wants to talk about it.
In 2002, Colin Farrell is filming the comic book film Daredevil. But Farrell is also starring in another movie, a sex video he's recording with his girlfriend. 3 years later, Farrell finds that Hollywood's desperation for a new scandal is about to put his private life in the crosshairs.
I get a phone call from a guy who says, "Hey, I have a tape of a major A-lister with a B-list model." He goes, "Can you meet me at Mel's Diner in an hour?" I sit down. I said, "Look, what are you guys looking for?" They said, "We want $1.2 million. I said, "Wait a minute. What are we talking about here?" And the guy leans across the table. He says, "It's Colin Farrell. And it's with a girl named Nicole Narain." And I said, "I need to see it." They lean across the table and say, "Hey, would you object to being, you know, put in the back of my car and blindfolded? And I'll take you to the house and show it to you right now." I said, "I don't care." They said, "Well, it's more like our trunk." I said, "You're going to throw me in the trunk of your car blindfolded." "Okay." I get blindfolded. I get thrown in the trunk of the car. The next thing I know, I'm hearing Genesis. I go up a twisted road. They buzz through the gates. I get let out. They take my blindfold off. I go into a den. They put a VHS tape in. And there he is, Colin Farrell.
While the likes of Paris Hilton and Kim Kardashian launched careers from releasing a sex tape, bankable box office stars like Colin Farrell have no taste for this type of scandal.
It was a situation where I ended up working with the lawyers that had sued me 6 times previously to stop it from coming in.
There's a lot of them out there that haven't been released in a commercial way. And there have been some that have come to us and we've quietly purchased them and handed them back to its rightful owner.
Dozens of A-list Hollywood stars are living in perpetual fear of a sex tape getting out. Stars like Jennifer Lopez and Cameron Diaz all did things earlier in their careers they're not proud of. And they'll do whatever is necessary to avoid them being released.
So with the Cameron Diaz situation, these people had pictures of her when she was 18 years of age and she was topless. And she was leading a guy around in a dog collar. The guy who had the pictures approached her attorneys and they said, "We had a deal. He wanted $2 million. He went back to his apartment in Venice. The FBI jumped on him, guns drawn. And the next thing you know, it started a very long court case that ended with him going to jail.
A line in the sand has been drawn in the sex tape market. Try and release a sex tape from someone who doesn't really want it out there, and you're going to run into a brick wall.
90% of my business is keeping these things off the market now. But when you're dealing with some of these newer celebrities these days, the rappers that are making tens of millions of dollars and the TV show actresses that are making $1 million a week, a lot of these people have skeletons in their closet. They all made sex tapes when they were 18 or 19 before they were famous.
With A-list scandals off the menu, the celebrity sex tape market has to embrace faux scandals using desperate reality stars to keep the genre of celebrity sex from going completely extinct.
I think the definition of celebrity has changed. Quite candidly, right now, anybody can have a television show. You can establish a degree of notoriety with very little, say, talent behind it.
Some say that this talent is what finally killed the celebrity sex tape.
The celebrity sex tape died when Farrah Abraham hit the market.
No, don't look.
In 2013, a sex tape featuring Farrah Abraham, the star of reality show Teen Mom, gets leaked onto the internet.
Come on, boyfriend.
But the tape looks professionally shot, and her sex partner on the tape is James Dean, a well-known adult film star.
As far as Farrah Abraham and James Dean, they both have their stories and will allow them to tell those stories. For us, it is always a good thing if there's some controversy that surrounds the release of the movie.
She looks great in this video. She has professional makeup on. The lighting looks nice. It's a little scandalous for me to believe that that wasn't supposed to be leaked.
Yeah, baby.
Many come to Hollywood to be famous, But the road to stardom that's paved by a sex tape scandal may finally be reaching its end.
Potentially, this is a trend that may be going away. I mean, we can hope.
When does it stop? When I deal with celebrity sex tapes, I deal with celebrity sex tapes. I've dealt with Cameron Diaz. I've dealt with Colin Farrell. I've dealt with Vern Troyer. Those are celebrities. So let's get real about what a celebrity is and what you need to become famous today. It's not just a sex tape.
But the promise of a scandal yet to come may be what keeps the celebrity sex tape from ever truly going away.
I'm not sure if the appeal of celebrity sex tapes will ever go away. I think that there's always going to be a tendency for us to want to know what happens behind closed doors. And frankly, each generation is going to want to know more and more.
I think there are tapes that could come out that would still raise an eyebrow or two or surprise us. If there was a Sofia Vergara tape, it would be huge, and I would buy it.
If Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie decided to do a tape tomorrow, it would be the best-selling movie of all time. You are going to see many, many more sex tapes. The shock and scandal of the celebrity sex tape is just beginning.
Hollywood Scandals comes from the Dark Hollywood Collection at Reels Channel. To get more like this when you watch TV, go to Reels.com. That's R-E-E-L-Z.com. Check the top of your screen and enter your zip code to find us on your system. You'll also find extras from the latest real crime programs that are only on Reels. Find Hollywood Scandals and its companions on Roku and Fire TV, too.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.